shorty episode. This is your shorty for August.
What
are we? What's happening? Somebody today posted on Facebook, I think it was our friend's mom, our friend Mackenzie's mom posted this thing that was like, is it Tuesday? Is it 2020 still? Is it like, it's just like this whole thing of like, I swear to God, every day I feel like,
yeah,
that. Where am I?
I don't know. It's so strange because to me, even though August is solidly still summer, and especially in Los Angeles, like August is summer, it's hot in September. Mm. But to me, mentally, the month of August is like, okay, we are easing into fall. Like, it feels like, okay, we're on our way to fall.
How?
You know what I mean? And I'm like, ha, how?
Yeah. Also, simultaneously, time has gone very slow and supersonic fast.
So fast. Yes.
At the
I
same
don't know
time,
how that's
I'm just
possible.
Like, how is it August, but also how is it only August? Because
I don't know. Yeah. It's like, I don't, what is time? What is life? I don't know.
I mean, don't get me into talking, like, if we want to get into a super nerdy Christina conversation about the concept of time, we can do this, but I don't think our listeners would super appreciate it.
Oh, you know what? They might actually. They might. We're going to get people adding us now who are like, excuse me, don't assume.
Yeah.
Yes. I would actually love a podcast that's just us talking like,
oh, no.
Time theory or whatever.
Oh, no. It would just literally be Christina telling us and I'd be over here crying and rocking myself.
Like, I'm like, I've watched one PBS documentary. Let's go.
Stop it, dude. I'm obsessed with Nova. I think, I mean, since back when, and I mean, I think both of you guys can back me up on this. You grew up on Nova, mm-hmm, and nature, mm-hmm, specials on PBS. Yep.
I went to a math and science school in elementary school.
Ooh.
And
oh, you
so
fancy. I went to a math and science school.
And I still suck at both. So there's that.
Oh, I love both.
But I love science. Mm-hmm. I just, you know, I'm not the best at it. But we watched so much Nova. They would wheel in that TV. Mm-hmm. They'd wheel it in. And we would watch like Nova on VHS.
Oh, motherfucker. Yep. I'm so old I can remember film strips. Cassie, you remember film strips?
Are you talking like reel to reel shit? Like where it's like on a...
you remember film strips in school. Come on.
Is that what you're talking about? Like the reel to
reel
thing?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Like a projector?
But we did not have those in school.
No, it was, it
we
was
had TVs
more old.
With VHS.
Dude, I had film strips in school.
Oh, we did not. Ugh. We had VHS.
Man, I feel like there's so much.
And we're like, we're fairly, I'm older than you.
Yes.
Which is wilding me out. Like, I'm like, how? And I
last,
went to some black ass country school. We did not have real in school.
I went to private school. The last film strip I remember was in fifth grade. And we had a teacher. It was a science class. The very last film strip I was ever shown in my life. the teacher had a fucking mental breakdown and called us all rabbit penises because we were acting up.
What?
Wait, was this a substitute teacher?
No, this was, I don't want to put her on blast. I'll bleep her name, but it was Miss just fucking broke the fuck down. We were like throwing stuff or being like obnoxious during a film strip about.
Like, low key, I am not mad at her. I'm like, y'all were being rabbit penises. You
rabbit
really were.
Penises.
I'll
Dude,
always
I had
remember
a teacher,
that.
And you can bleep. And she would fucking, I remember she'd get so pissed off. One day she got so pissed off and she's wearing a skirt and she fucking lifted her fucking Shoals ass fucking comfy shoe and kicked this girl's desk so far with her in it. It was so
You know what though?
Funny.
I have to say that like I fucking get it. Like teachers are abused daily. Mm. They get paid nothing. And you could not pay me enough money to teach
charity.
Seventh graders.
Oh,
nightmares.
The worst.
They're
That's exactly what
nightmares.
This was, too. We were the worst. And it would always start with somebody doing the hum. Do you remember that? Where somebody would be like...
Oh, we did not do that in my school.
And then somebody else would pick up the hum. And then it'd be like, they'd be like, Christina, is that you? And you'd be like, no. But somebody else would be humming because they'd pick it up. And then like the fucking whole room would like...
Yep.
She'd be like, ah!
Do you know how much I would want to kill every kid in that
this
room?
This is why I
like,
don't Dude, I don't teach.
Teachers probably drink so much. Like, we have no idea. Like, every day when a teacher came in and put on a Nova documentary, it's probably because she was hung over from the amount that she had to drink the night before, or he, the night before.
Imagine how shook I was when I was in high school and serving at a restaurant that was across the street from me. It was like my first job, my first real job, like as a like legal job. And I was serving on Sundays. They always had their AA meetings, would always come to this restaurant afterwards. And my fucking kindergarten teacher, there she was coming up on in.
I get it.
Here's the worst. Here's the worst name ever if you're going to be a seventh grade teacher. And no lie, this was the name of my seventh grade teacher, Mr. Imhoff.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's not good. Was his first name Jack?
Ooh. It was his very first year teaching, and it was his very last year teaching. He now works at a bank.
Fuck y'all, I'm out.
Do you know how shitty you have to be if you would rather work at a bank and take the abuse that bank tellers take?
I would.
Like, Jesus. Like, can you imagine how many teachers have like left and then gone to like work at the DMV?
They're like, this is much better. Dude, we've talked about it before. Kids are hellions, man. Yes. They will destroy your soul.
Yep.
They're going to find that one thing. Because we did. We found the one thing. He had a really big nose. And so one time we stole a bunch of sidewalk chalk. And outside the door of the classroom, we drew a giant toucan. And we quit.
Wow.
We wrote bird is the word underneath the fucking...
Mean.
Wow.
Why? I swear to God, like middle school children do not have souls.
No.
They're sociopaths. God. Except yours, listener. I'm sure that you have a little angel. But
no, they're terrible.
No, if you have a middle schooler, you know they're pieces of shit.
Then we took crutches because he had broken his ankle, and we took our sandwich meat out of our lunches one day, and we stuck it onto the popcorn ceiling with his Christina. Crutch.
You're Christina. The worst. I hate your school.
Christina.
I hate your class.
Were you a bully in school?
I mean, I wasn't. It was like an entire classroom. This is like mob mentality. Was doing it.
All seventh graders are bullies at that point. All of them. I remember some girl being like coming, trying to blast me on like my one singular zit that I got like in middle school. And I was like wrecked inside. And I was like, and then I look back and I'm like, I never had bad skin.
Yeah, there's maybe Cassie's, picked there's up Cassie's a humble brag. She's like, no, my one zit that I had. Listen, in I all just of remember the years like of middle school.
It's just they will find the one time, the one day, the one thing, and they'll get you good, you fuckers.
Yeah, my name's Christina Connor. My nickname for a few years was Crisco because I was bigger. So, dude, terrible. Kids are. But vicious.
Dude, my teacher one year decided that it would be super funny to have everybody's names have something that like rhymed with it and like put it on a board. But we were like in fourth or fifth grade at the time, maybe even third grade. Like we were young. And she was like, Cassie is a fine young lassie. Well, guess what, motherfuckers?
Lassie's a fucking dog.
Thank you. Thank you.
I was going to say sassy Cassie.
No, she said, I'm a fine lassie. Guess what, bitch? We ain't Scottish.
Is she from Edinburgh?
Right? Like, nobody knows that the term lassie means lady in any other vernacular.
And God forbid she had a Christina or a Keegan. I'm like, what would you
literally
rhyme that
shit
with?
The only thing that rhymes with Keegan is vegan. It's the only thing. And in 1995, nobody knew what that was. Okay, so
Keegan is a fine young vegan.
Jesus. Okay, should we jump into our would you rather for today?
Yes.
All right, so we were just talking about, and I love saying these things on the podcast so we can disappoint our listeners. We were just talking about how we are going to start doing one of Chloe Ting's workout challenges for 30 days, and I'm really excited about it. So here's a would you rather.
Ting is the thing.
Oh, sorry. There was a whole thing about how she might be a robot online, which was really funny to me. But anyway. So this is kind of like a fitness related would you rather.
Okay.
Okay.
Would you rather have to run the length of a football field as fast as you can while wearing a pair of football shoes with the cleats inside the bottom of your shoe?
Ooh, Jesus.
Ouch. Or run it barefoot and every 20 yards, there is a 10-yard span of hot coals.
Oh, interesting. Damn. Okay.
Cleats inside or repeated 10 yards of hot coals? Because here's the thing. They say that if you run on hot coals fast enough, you don't feel it.
Are football cleats the spiky ones or are they the kind of flat ones? Because they're I've seen football cleats. Like, see, to me, golf cleats are the ones that are like the super spikes.
Anthony plays soccer, and I don't know if they mean, I don't know where these cards come from. I don't know if they mean football like soccer or football like American football. But soccer cleats are, they're not sharp, but they are.
Like,
they would be unpleasant
to
have on the inside.
I'm going with football cleats because when you run and you're trying to run fast, I'm like, your first like few steps, those things are going to be inside your foot. Like,
And I assume you have socks on, right?
Yes, yes, but they will have punctured your foot. They're going to puncture your feet. And then you just like, you just make it through. Do you know, like, because that whole, like,
so
running on hot coals, and especially every 10 yards, that's, like, 10 times running over them. I'm like, I would rather nurse puncture wounds than burns. That's personally me, somebody that's had both.
I had a steam burn the other day while I was cooking, and it hurt so fucking bad. Like, burns
suck.
Burns really, really suck. They're like they're very sharp.
I feel like I could run faster on that, though.
On a burned foot?
No, I feel like I could run faster in the bare feet scenario, only because, like, you could blaze across them fucking coals. Like,
I agree.
You can't run fast in them cleat.
Well, I guess it depends on it. Can you mentally, like, just pull yourself out of it? Because for me, I think if I was running in the cleats, I would have to put myself in a place mentally where it's just like, you just have to get through this. So you have to kind of like dissociate from the pain.
Yeah.
But
so would you rather be in constant pain is the question, or pain that comes on sporadically? I think I'm going to go sporadic pain. I think I'm going to go barefoot.
You're going to go coals.
Yeah.
Okay. I think I'm going to go cleats. I think I'm with Christina now that I was just thinking about the difference in pain between a burn and like puncture wounds, because I feel like I could sleep better. I don't know that's where my mind went. Is I feel like ibuprofen or like a painkiller is going to penetrate better for puncture wounds than it does for burns. Like, for burns, everything hurts. You can't take a bath. You can't take a shower. You can't everything hurts.
What about people that walk over coals, though? Is it in kind of like one of those mind over matter tricky things?
Well, that's what
things?
I thought. It was like, if you move, that's what I heard, is like, if you move fast enough, like that's the trick that you don't
hurt
yourself.
I'm going to take the point of view that, like, none of us are going to be able to master that on our first try, and your feet are going to be burned as fuck. So,
I'm an Aries, and I agree to disagree.
Like, agree to disagree. Right. I got this bitch.
I watched somebody do it on, actually, I don't mind saying this because it's like, whatever, but, and she doesn't live here anymore, but your old neighbor who was on Bachelor in Paradise, the guy that she ended up at the end of her season, he had done that once. He'd been on Bachelor in Paradise like 3 times.
Oh, Jesus.
And one time he got like super wasted and tried to run across hot coals and burned the shit out of his feet.
Yep.
Burned
there you
the
go.
Shit out of them.
Okay. There you go.
Well,
so we are. I mean,
that's a good.
He was also really drunk.
One.
So
we're not going to do either of those. We're just going to do that workout program. So nothing to worry about here.
Guys, we are tinging it up. All right. So
I would love to start us off.
Okay.
Stories.
Get it.
If I can. Okay. So I got a girl's number and went to the dentist a few days later. 4 wisdom teeth and a lot of drugs later, I apparently showed the dentist her number as my emergency pickup.
Oh, no.
No.
I have no memory of these events, but apparently she picked me up, took me to the pharmacy for my medication, and dropped me off at my apartment where I passed out. That was our first and only date.
Oh my God. No. But you know what? What a sweetheart she's like, I understand that what's happening now is not your fault. In fact, it's his doctor's fault. Because, like, why would you ask?
Like a drugged up person who their emergency contact.
You should do that beforehand.
Yeah.
There should be a heads up, like, before I go in, before I'm sedated.
You know what happened is the receptionist forgot to give him that form before he went in. And they were like, it's okay. Just do it right now.
And he was like, yeah, call Sheila.
Terrible.
Yeah, I'll go. I have a real Christina for you guys. It's a listicle. Here's mine. 1, he told a stupid joke. 2, he retold the same stupid joke. 3, he pointed out that I didn't laugh. 4, I told him I would laugh when I heard something funny. 5, he declared the date over.
I like that he was the one who was just like, you know what? We're done here. Check, please.
Oh, God. I saw that. And I was like, well, the Christina will love that.
Yes, I do.
Don't you love it when someone points out that you didn't laugh?
First of all, it's actually kind of rare. Like, I'll laugh with you guys, but it's really kind of weird and difficult for, like, a stranger to make me laugh. You know what I mean? I don't know why. I don't laugh a lot with people that I don't know. Okay. I want to look into that.
I do laugh, but I don't know that I genuinely laugh. I think I'm in between you, where like I'm such a people pleaser that if someone tells a joke, I will laugh out of courtesy. But it is rare for me.
Oh, yo, waka waka.
Now, as a Dorothy 7, I rarely laugh with people. I don't know.
Literally no one.
Nobody knows what I'm talking about when I reference that at all. Dorothy 7.
That's okay. Let's maintain some of our mystery.
Exactly.
Let's let people speculate wildly about what that means.
What's a Dorothy 7? You are so a Dorothy 3, though.
Oh, hard.
I nailed it. I'm like, that is Keegan all day.
Just subtly judging you from across
I'm pretty
the room.
Much, I'm a solid Dorothy 4.
Yes, yes, yeah. Yes, you are. You're very, very fun and very silly.
Okay, so here's mine. I fell down the stairs as I was greeting him. Then, as I went to give him a kiss on the cheek, I missed and awkwardly kissed him on the lips.
Oh, no.
Oh.
First date. At the restaurant, the tables were close to each other, so while we were being seated, I knocked over a plate on the table beside us.
Oh,
no!
Oh, my God! That's a lot
So
of things.
She's fallen down the stairs. She's kissed him on the lip. She knocked over a plate.
Oh, my God.
She said, I guess I wasn't too much of a mess because 15 years later, we're happily married with 3 amazing and clumsy daughters.
Yes! Oh my God.
She's like a fucking rom-com right there. She's clumsy.
I know. It's got everything. Adorkable. Pratfalling all over the place.
Oh. That as somebody, you know, who frequently falls down or breaks things, I am in love with that story.
I'm such a klutz.
All right. This one we got through our email. She says, I've been binge listening to your podcast for the last few weeks, and it's getting me through the pandemic with a smile.
Yay.
I wanted to write in about my favorite and weirdest date so far. I'm 26 and living in London, England, and it's safe to say my friend had gotten more than a little bored of trying to have you met my friend Christina me.
Oh.
Yay.
She decided to take some drastic action by booking tickets to a speed dating event in a local bar. This all
she
sounded
was like, bitch,
great.
We're doing this shit. Right now. We're getting this over with. Chop, chop.
Exactly. This all sounded great until she told me this was naked speed dating.
Absolutely not. You have to warn a bitch. I'm sorry. You have to warn somebody.
Yes.
What?
You read that right. Naked, fully nude, 4-minute first dates.
I don't. know about. Okay, I'm sorry. What do you think? Because Cassie seems not on board. Christina seems curious. So
I am curious. Explain. Okay.
Friday
night rolls around, and a bottle of wine later, we're in a room above a bar debating with all the other women if we're keeping our pants on or going stark naked.
No, pants on, pants on, pants on.
Everyone agrees
you
if you're going to
go
do
naked,
it.
Naked, yeah.
You got to go whole hog.
Yeah, because didn't we discuss, for Christina, it's like, look, you got to show the goods. We've had this conversation.
You're going to do it. It goes both ways. Oh, it goes both ways. You know, here's the thing.
Yeah, you can't be judged strictly on the top half when you have such a stellar lower half.
Exactly.
No. Oh, no. I don't like this.
The women get a table and in come the men. At this point, the fully dressed host says it's time to take off robes. And
I'm sorry,
everything
the host should
is
be stripping down too.
Exactly. That's not fair. Yeah.
This bitch is like, I ain't fucking in here for this.
She says,
they're paying me $150 to be here.
She says, safe to say I've never gotten so much eye contact on a date in my life. Someone's like, eyes up here, eyes up here.
Oh my God.
But how is he even listening to anything you're saying? Because he's just so focused on trying to be respectful.
All the peripheral. Like, he's like not looking. It's like every single part of his peripheral. It says, sounds bananas, I know, but after the first 5 minutes, it kind of became normal and you got past the nudity thing. I got a few dates from it in the end, one that I went out with for a few months, so not all bad. It made normal speed dating that much more interesting.
You know, wow. I have to say, there is something kind of interesting about that concept.
I mean, everyone's naked, so it's not...
Yeah, like, it's
exactly.
Not just you. I feel like...
I feel like I could be
talked into it, to be honest. I feel like I could be talked into it.
She does give you a top tip. If you ever decide to give it a try, don't slouch or you'll end up with your boobs resting on the table.
I won't have that problem. My boobs aren't big enough.
I have fake boobs. I won't have that problem either.
Dude, I will. So thank you. And don't be surprised when your next date walks over and you're eye to eye with his penis.
I don't.
How
see
low
it.
Are these chairs?
Yeah. Are you sitting in a
we need high tops.
Chair?
I want high tops for this.
Oh, let's just stand, man. Actually, because I actually feel like sitting nude is not the most attractive.
Oh, I know. I'm like, I'm in a bikini. I'm like, no sitting pictures. All standing. All the
it's
time.
Like every picture of me sitting all in a bikini, time. My arms are like all the way back. Back is arched.
Yeah. You're like, and suck it one, in. Two, three. All right. So this one is, we got from our inbox, and this is one of our 5-word bad dates.
Yay.
Nice.
The 5 words were, at least his truck's big.
Okay. Oh, no. Oh, no.
When I still lived in Ohio, I went to meet up with a guy I had been talking to. Don't remember how we had how we got in contact. We agreed to meet downtown along the, quote, square, which is like a downtown area. I was sitting there in my Tacoma waiting for him when this big ass loud truck pulls up beside me.
Already a turnoff for me, I have to say.
Same. I'm
the
same.
Like what you like, that's fine. But there is always this feeling when somebody pulls up next to you and the tires are like as big as your entire car. And you're like, that just feels unnecessary.
Yeah, it's 100%. And that is a real risk if I'm being honest.
Yeah.
He looked over and waved, so I knew it was him. I got out of my truck. He got out of his, but when he walked into view to come in for the hug, I had to look down. I'm 5'3".
Oh.
He told me he was 5'5". Needless to say, things didn't go anywhere. His name was Jack, and apparently his truck was the only thing that was jacked.
Oh, no.
Okay.
This is why
you don't lie. Because here's the thing, especially after watching Indian Matchmaker, which we have had conversations about, I understand the pressure for men. You know, women have their own pressures. Mm-hmm, I would say probably way, way more pressures, especially physically. But men have pressures too.
Of course.
You know, and height
I wish
is
I was a little bit taller.
Yeah,
I wish I was a baller.
Height is a big one. Penis size is a big one. And there are things that you can't help. And
right.
So, like, I get it. Like, as far as being self-conscious, but it's not like it's something you can hide. And if you are shorter than the average woman, because she's 5'3".
5'3", that's like an inch shorter than I am.
Right, me too. So like if you are 5'2", as a man, you just have to.
You have to just be upfront.
I know it's going to down your matches, but it's the same. It's like embrace the body that you're given. Like, here's the thing. Like, I have – it's so much sexier. It's so much sexier. Like, you're not going to get a chance if you say you're 5'5". And then you show up and you're 3-4 inches smaller.
Right. But, like, quality over quantity, too.
Exactly.
Like, you're going to attract people who are genuinely going to be better for you.
Yep.
Like, I can't even imagine the anxiety of lying about who I am and then going to meet someone. Like, I would be so anxious.
And you don't have any reason to lie about who you are when you're 5'2", or if you feel that if you are quote unquote overweight or whatever, like no one has any reason to lie about who they are. This is the body that your soul is traveling in. Yeah. And it's who you are. And it's lovable, it's worthy of love, and you have no reason to lie about it. And it's only going to cause so much more anxiety and drama if you do.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with you. I've taken that to heart. I've heard it over and over in kind of like mindfulness circles where they say, like, who are you when you don't believe that something's wrong with you? Mm-hmm. Like, stop for a second and just imagine that, like, you're fine. Like, the way you are is fine. And, like, the right person is going to see that. But don't lie to them, because then you're setting both of up.
There's an expectation, right?
Yeah, you're setting you both up for disappointment.
It's so funny that you're talking about that, because I'm like, lately, I feel like we all do this, right? Like, because of the quarantine, I've had too much time in a mirror.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yep. God.
Oh, yeah.
Too much time looking at myself in a front-facing, like, on a Zoom call or front-facing.
The people that want to make you feel bad about yourself are making money from that.
Absolutely.
You remember that every time. Anyone that wants to make you feel bad about yourself is going to sell you a diet pill. They're going to sell you a skin treatment. They're going to sell you whatever. You are perfect the way that you are. So stop. I mean, I don't mean to be Christina here and say eat the rich, but fucking eat the rich.
We know. I mean, and I know we just talked about working out, but before we started recording, we had a whole conversation about meeting our bodies where they are right now and being okay and happy with where we are in our skin right now.
That's
just wanting to
feel
good and stronger and in our bodies. And, you know, So anyway.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Body positive.
It's a really good ending to that. All right. Okay. Are you guys ready?
Yes.
Okay.
I pooped my pants on a first date at a haunted house.
I swear to God, White Claw went up my nose.
It just took a drink. It was spitting everywhere.
At a haunted house. This actually reminded me of you, Cassie,
I've never shit my pants, ever.
Or of our friend. Our friend.
Oh my God.
Maybe beep out her name.
I'll beep out her name for sure.
I'm gonna give a story. She will no longer go to Halloween Horror Nights. You guys know that she does not like scary shit.
Yeah.
She went to Halloween Horror Nights stoned one time.
Oh no.
And threw up in a clown's face. Like one of the actors, like these poor actors who are making like minimum wage. Like she got so scared that she threw up.
God, so, this motherfucker was like, I'm going home. And fuck this shit.
He's like, you know what? I don't need $12.99 an hour. Like,
no.
Okay. So I pooped my pants on a first date at a haunted house. I got so scared by a clown that I sharted and didn't want my date to know.
Oh, no.
So I sprinted through the rest of the haunted house, ran into the bathroom, and threw away my undies.
Yes, ma'am. Yep. That's how you do it.
My date just thought I was really scared.
Oh, my God. Ma'am.
That's how you do it, sir.
That is.
Sir who took his date to the theater. and pooped his pants. That's how you do it. Yes. Trash can.
Yes.
Throw them away.
You'll notice she didn't try to flush her underwear down the toilet.
No, you throw it away.
She
you
didn't try to Lysol clean that shit.
But you know what? I think I said this on that episode. Oh, like, girls get that because all of us have bled through.
Bled through. I was just going to say it. I have thrown out multiple pairs of underwear throughout my years when you bleed through it.
I threw out a pair at Disneyland.
Yeah.
I threw out a pair of underwear at Disneyland because we went on the Matterhorn. And I was not secure.
You shart
okay?
yourself.
I bled through them. And you know what? I was prepared for that because I had a change in there my bag. And I threw them away. I threw my underwear away at Disneyland. So.
You said, be prepared.
Exactly. Precisely. Thank you so much.
I actually I have one more to share with you guys. Oh, good. 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 Okay. Good. Okay. Guy insisted that I drive us to dinner than a movie. He had a heart attack in the car.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
He leaned over on the armrest on the way to the movie and in pain pleaded to be taken to a hospital. I had to find a hospital, take him in, all while on the phone with my best friend, who's a heart surgeon, to make sure I'm doing what needs to be done.
Oh,
waited there 6 hours reading a book until his family came. This was a first date.
Oh my God.
Oh no.
It can you like the dentist girl,
fucking
first of all.
Imagine.
Well, my husband's had two heart attacks, so I can semi imagine, but definitely not.
But
on
a first date, how fucking crazy
and how
is that?
How lucky are you that your bestie is a heart surgeon, so you had someone to call to walk you through what to do? Because I would be solidly freaking out.
I was just gonna say, if this happened to me, I would be freaking out because I'm like, my last CPR lesson was like camp. When I was 16, half a lifetime ago, I don't know what
to
do.
What I will say is this, okay? If you're ever in a situation in which this happens and you're in a car, sometimes a hospital isn't the closest location, but if you can find a firehouse or something like that,
smart.
That is also a good smart stop because they will be able to handle it faster, quicker, and also get them to a actual hospital sooner and faster. I grew up in a small town, so the fire department was up the street from me. If you know, so it's like my husband had his first heart attack. He called my dad. My dad lived right down the street from us, like maybe 5 seconds away. And my husband called my dad. And he's like, I think I'm having a heart attack. And my dad was like, get off the phone immediately and call the squad.
Yeah.
So that they can, because he's like, I can take you to the hospital, but I can't do anything for you on the way.
Right.
And these guys have all the equipment and the necessary things. So just
was your
heads
fire
up.
Department a volunteer in your town?
I think it was both. I think we had volunteer. Well, I know for a fact we had volunteer. My son's dad was a volunteer fireman for a while. And he might still be. I don't know.
God bless.
But they also had like some actual full staffers.
God bless. Like volunteer fire departments are like we had one in my small town in Missouri. And I'm just like, God bless you guys for devoting yourselves to doing this.
People that volunteer in general, like, God bless you.
Thank you.
I thought about that the other day where I'm just like, I have extra time on my hands, not a lot, but I'm just like,
work for you.
I'm down, Christina. I would love to do more volunteering. I used to do it a lot when I was younger.
About volunteering for people in the hair industry, because I have work for you.
Okay,
all right.
Okay, I thought you were literally going to be like, how do you feel about volunteering to clean my house or paint my walls?
No, I'm legitimately, that is what I'm doing. I'm not quote unquote working right now, but I am helping out with my friend's organization that helps to give back to hairdressers. And I mean, I don't mind shouting it out. It's not my community and I'm doing it completely volunteer. But it's called Support Creatives, and we are helping to support creative artists, whether they be in the makeup industry or hair industry or any of the beauty industry. So it's people who've especially been hit specifically hard during this COVID time, as well as, you know, any, so we're just, it's, you know, our way of giving back, and we're doing classes, and all the money that you know, goes to that, helps us give grants and support to hairdressers in our community.
I love that.
That's awesome. Yay. Really good shout out.
So that's what I've been doing. Yeah. So I have one more story.
Okay.
Okay. And it's not serious. There's not serious as a heart attack.
Oh.
I got dad jokes for days. When I was in high school, a boy I liked invited me to a party at someone's house. I was so excited. I got all dolled up. We rolled up to the party. The living room was a daycare for toddlers. And there was a bunch of like high school kids in suits. Weird. At this point, I still don't know what was happening. And I was waiting for this party to get started.
I don't like this vibe already. I'm like, it's a weird vibe. It's like a bunch of high schoolers in suits already. I'm like, what's wrong?
You show up to a house, somebody's house party, and it's like, oh, by the way, my mom's a daycare worker.
Yeah, there's Lincoln Logs in the corner. Yeah. I don't like what's happening. The vibe is weird.
There are baby chairs lined up in rows for us to sit in.
Mm-mm. And then also, what high school party did you go to where high schoolers were wearing suits?
Yeah, no, unless you had like, a game day.
Is this a cult initiation? Like, what's happening? Why are they in suits? I don't like it.
Baby chairs are lined up in rows for us to sit in. Then people started presenting for over an hour. What the fuck? Afterwards, the stupid boy I liked got mad when I didn't want to invest $300 into his pyramid scheme.
God damn it.
Where the hell would a teenager find $300 anyway?
Guys.
I caught up with that stupid kid years later, and he told me he spent over $1,200 in this quote business.
Of course he did. Of course he did.
And lost it all.
Here's the thing. Like, my cousin reached out to me. She doesn't listen to this, so I don't feel bad. But she reached out to me, and she's a teacher, and she's like, I don't want to go back. They're trying to make me go back to teaching. Oh. I don't want to go back to teaching. Oh, I don't feel comfortable. No. So I'm starting this business. Would you mind getting on this Zoom call so that we can like discuss or whatever? And I'm like, this is an MLM. I know this is an MLM. No. And like, no, I wrote her back, and I was like, I want to support you. I don't want you going back to school.
I'd rather give you $40.
That's exactly what I said. I'm like, what is your Venmo? I would rather just give you money.
Yeah. Then like, participate in, yeah.
Because you're going to get wrapped up.
This is
up.
The scam now, girls. This is the scam. We all pretend like we're MLMing. We reach out to a bunch of friends. We're like, and they just are like, you know what? I'd rather just give you money if you're
okay,
in place.
Well, if you really want to, you can Venmo me at.
This is the scam. Reach out to Lacey. We got a scam.
We got a scam for you, scam goddess. Oh. Okay.
Ooh, what an episode. I think this one was...
It's our longest mini episode ever.
Our longest shorty. We had a lot to say. That was a lot of fun. But if you've got stories, be they long or be they short, if you have would you rathers or maybe a fuck, marry, kill for our long episodes, reach out to us at our one-stop shop of websites, mywarstatepodcast.com. And we love you guys so much.
Cheers.